For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU football team was off this past Saturday, but they played Minnesota Duluth in the Thursday nighter a week ago. We'll host St. Cloud State this weekend, joined by sophomore fullback Matt Gross out of Napoleon, North Dakota. Have you ever played in a game with weather that bad?
Not quite that bad. One other time in high school, it was rainy and a little more windier, about that cold, but that was ugly. Couldn't get traction out there or anything, so that was a rough one.
Well, there's not an excuse. Duluth had to play in the two, and they were able to succeed. With everything that was on the line for you guys, are you surprised that all three phases really struggled as much as they did?
Kind of, to be honest, you know. But it was a tough one. We didn't get the weather we wanted, and Duluth always comes to play, and they did exactly that. So it's a tough one, but I guess just got to keep moving on.
You've been asked to learn virtually the entire offense. You are listed as fullback, but you've played slot, you've played tight end, you've lined up as the number one wide receiver. As diverse as Craig Bagnell's mind is with offensive football, what's it like learning the entire offense?
It was a lot, definitely was a lot, but he did a great job just really taking it slow with me and teaching me and giving me what he wanted me to do, and it took a while, but I mean, just shout out to the guys in my position group too, Eric Wenroe and Trevor Wetlaufer. They really helped me through that transition, moving from defense to fullback and then all the way through with the whole offensive staff, and Craig does a great job teaching it. It was a lot, but it was fun, and I'm glad that I'm in the position I'm at.
When this offense is clicking, is the sky the limit to how effective you guys can be and how many points you guys can score?
I'd have to say definitely, yes. I mean, I think we've shown it a couple times this year. Once we get rolling, if we get it going, like you said, on the run game, and then Jordan Hine throwing the ball, the receivers we got, it really is, to be honest, you know. So
I'm going to stereotype here. Texas high school football is known to be pretty darn good. How did Napoleon, North Dakota high school football get you ready to play in the NSIC?
Basically, a lot of things that you don't can't really coach, you know. Just growing up on a farm in a small town, just hard work. I mean, that's what I've always been about, is just working hard, you know, not incredibly athletic or anything, you know, just working hard, and I do my job, but just, you know, and smarts too, you know, but all the way through, yep, just working hard basically is what got me here.
You and both Olszewski brothers share about the same build. How are all three of you guys still alive at the end of a year?
I'd have to say, again, you know, mental toughness, definitely, you know. Gunner, I've always looked up to Gunner, watching him too, you know, and that's kind of, I saw him and coming in with him, that was fun, you know, and just to see how much heart he gives and just how tough those guys are, they definitely are a good role model to look forward to or look up to.
All right, let's have some fun. What's your favorite TV show?
I'll just go with Family Guy.
Okay, bicycle or Harley?
Harley.
What's the hardest class you've got right now?
Operations management.
Okay. If you were ever reincarnated as a president, who would you want to come back as?
Abe Lincoln.
He got shot.
Yeah. I like the beard.
All right. Money is no issue. What's for dinner tonight?
Oof, I don't know.
Lobster, giant steak, anything?
Big giant steak and potatoes, yep.
Okay. Finally, our would you rather. A hammer gets to do its job once. A nail gets to do its job for its entire life. Would you rather be the hammer or the nail?
The nail.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.
That's our player profile with the BSU sophomore fullback / slot / tight end, Matt Gross. His head coach, Brent Bolte, rejoins us next. It's the Benusa pregame show for Senior Day on the Beaver Radio Network.